This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums, and with me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Paula Sisk. Paula has compiled many of her poems in a new book called Rhyme from the Field and Farm. A little laughing will do you no harm. Paula, thanks for coming by.
Thank you.
You grew up in Oklahoma, right?
Right.
Native Oklahoman.
Right.
And
I was born just down the street at the Fayetteville Hospital, though.
Were you really? Just down the street from
right.
here? And but you grew up in Oklahoma.
Right. Been in Oklahoma ever since.
You didn't like Fayetteville that first day?
No.
Oklahoma, being an Oklahoman, really kind of forms a lot of your poems. A lot of them are about the ground, the history.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a mix of humor and history, I'd say.
Now, did you grow up on a farm?
Mm-hmm. My dad was an ag teacher / rancher, and my mom stayed at home with the kids until we got in junior high. And we were 3 miles out of town, so we were pretty well farm kids.
Where was town?
Westville, Oklahoma.
Yeah, just across the border, really.
Right. And I was 3 miles south of town in my childhood, and now I'm three miles north of town.
You moved 6 miles
right.
straight north.
I went to OSU in the middle there somewhere.
And that's where you met your husband?
No, we went to high school together.
Oh, okay.
And grade school.
Okay. And the two of you had a dairy farm for...
Mm-hmm.
Many
yeah,
years.
My husband's family established the farm in probably 1914, and then each generation's just kind of, that's been our sole source of income we're the third generation, and each generation's added acreage and improvements, and our fifth generation is living on the place. So.
Wow. Now, have you written poetry most of your life?
No. I wrote a couple of silly ones, like teenage girls do, you know, about how miserable they are, you know. And
yes.
My mom found it and about croaked.
Teenage boys will write those, too.
Yeah.
They just don't tell
And then
you.
I think I wrote a really sweet one when my first child was born. And that was it. I always liked to read history or never could get into fiction. So this whole book is kind of that way. There's 137 poems and 131 of them are true. So.
Well, okay, so if you wrote a couple when you were a teenager and wrote one right after you became a new mother, what spurred the 137 here?
Well, when you're in the milk barn by yourself, you tend to get a little, you feel sorry for yourself on a really hot day.
Mm-hmm.
And like last summer, in previous years, we've had some really, really hot days, and my husband would be out doing field work. And it just gets really boring, and it gets so hot you have to squirt yourself down the water hose to even stand it.
Yeah.
You've got 12 big mama cows in that little bitty barn with you, and it puts off a lot of heat. So one day I was just nearly out of it, and I realized that the rhythm of the milking machines was kind of like a metronome.
Uh-huh.
And I thought up one, and it was so goofy I had to throw it away. And then they just kind of kept coming after that, and it became a hobby, a way to make – I got to where I enjoyed going to the milk barn. Looked forward to it.
Because it would serve as inspiration or just time to
– Just something to do with your brain while you're – we'd been milking for like 30 years when I started writing the poems, and we milked for 35, and it just made the last 5 years a lot more fun.
Do you mind reading one? Were these all then written in
right.
the milking barn?
Almost all of them. I'd think of a line or two, and then I'd go home and finish it. But I just started taking scraps of paper to the barn so I could write while I was milking.
Well, I love the poem Never Say Never.
Okay.
Because you reach a certain age and you realize.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Never say never. I said I'd never call my husband dad. Now I do. I said I'd never dye my hair. Just please don't make it blue. I said I'd never talk baby talk to the grandkids. Goo goo. I said I'd never let them call me granny, but now I do. Never say never. It will happen to you.
I will point out to listeners, you do not have blue hair.
No.
You do not. It's just so amazing that it just sort of lifted, that this, and then you just, it seems like couldn't stop.
Yeah, I kind of felt like God felt sorry for me. I was about to turn 50.
And so you needed a new
hobby? Really needed something to help my brain along, so he just kind of gave me that.
I'm talking with Paula Sisk. Her book is Rhyme from the Field and Farm, poems that were written mostly in a milk barn near Westville, Oklahoma. When did you decide that these would be put together in a book?
Well, I got to the desire to save them for my grandkids, and so I printed 100 copies on the home computer and had them
bound.
Yeah, had them bound and gave them away to friends and relatives and to a few people that were near strangers. And I got really good reactions from the near strangers. So then I decided I saved a few back just to, on the wild whim, I might get it published for professionally. And I sent one to Tate Publishing, and they liked it. So that's how it happened.
There you go. What did your family think when you started?
Oh, they were all excited. My daughter, she made me cry when we got it all finished. She said, "You know, Mama, your great great grandkids are going to know you just as well as your grandkids do, because they'll know just what your life was like."
That's true. That there is a lot of your life in here. I mean, the everyday, mm-hmm. and what you observe.
Mm-hmm.
If you're from Oklahoma and someone from outside of Oklahoma meets you, a subject that comes up almost inevitably is tornadoes.
Mm-hmm.
Oklahoma has, you know, Tornado Alley. And you address the question of when people ask, why be there?
Mm-hmm. Living in the alley, trees start to dance and bow. Dirt's gonna blow. It's time for the Okie weather show. Black clouds rolling in. Time to gather up the kin. Find that Freddy hole within. Leaves fly by, a spiral in the sky. Oh me, oh my, lightning makes me pray if I ain't prayed before, while thunder shakes me to the core. With its mighty rumble and roar, you get an adrenaline rush. Rain comes in a gush. Soon the ground turns to mush. People ask, "What do you live in Tornado Alley for?" Well, there are cattle on fields of green, wading in a rocky stream. Rodgers and Hammerstein's song, "Winters aren't too long." A big dew, a morning when new, an eagle flying over me while hawk rests in a tree. Oklahoma is my home. I never was much to roam. Our man Will, a state history with thrill. Coyotes howl, baby calf nursing mama cow. The flight of the scissor tail. At 74965, I'll always get my mail. Dogwood and red moon buds spring bloom. Lots of living room. Reba, Vince, Garth, Carrie, and Patty Page, bringing the world music for any age. Geographic variety. Everything from desert to a swamp with cypress trees. Our abode on a rural road. Though the weather may be bold, Lord, let me in Oklahoma grow old. People ask, "What do you live in Tornado Alley for?" All of the above and more.
I really like that. That's great. And now, of course, recently earthquakes. Will that inspire a poem?
I don't know. I hope that doesn't happen again.
That was a little unnerving, wasn't it?
It was.
And you were closer to it, so I'm sure it rolled more. The book is Rhyme from the Field and Farm, subtitled Little Laughing Will Do You No Harm. People can find it online, correct?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Also at local bookstores and mm-hmm. then at the library. Rogers, Sunday the 13th, 2 until 4. Fayetteville, Saturday the 19th, beginning at 10 a.m.
Right.
Paula, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you. Thank you very much.